Welcome to the New Life Help Now podcast, where we give you professional help for your life now. We specialize in equipping you with usable life relationship tools that will help you in the workplace and at home. You'll find valuable information that will help you find peace with others and with yourself when you're all alone. Without further ado, the Life Help Now podcast. Welcome to the Life Help Now podcast from our studios in Nashville, Tennessee. This is part two to Can You Get Self-Discipline? Last week, we talked about changing your habits is replacing one of the things you're wanting to change with putting something else in there. And today, we're here with Miss Brenda Dixon, and I am Darren Dixon. And we're going to talk about what's next. So kind of, can you recap a little bit what was on last week? And then we'll go into this week.
Well, we found out that self-discipline is possible just by changing your attitude. And a couple of attitudes that were used were no frustration, go through life, changing your old habit to a new habit. Giving up the old habit for the new habit by having no frustration, and also by not being a drill sergeant towards yourself.
Yep, that's good.
And we've learned that discipline is a branch of learning or knowledge, according to the dictionary. And so the more stable you are when you change a situation, the less in conflict you are with yourself. And you want to address an old habit as nothing more than I'm going to change you into something new.
That's
great.
It
takes a lot of pressure off of you.
Yeah, that's good. It doesn't seem as daunting, you know, from a lot of the smoking commercials and, you know, people that are addicted to something like that. When people say, I'm going to change a bad habit, you just hear people talking about how difficult it is. And for you just saying that, well, I'm just changing my schedule around. I'm just changing something. That seems a whole lot more doable and less daunting than something
Absolutely.
That your body doesn't want to let go of.
Absolutely. And another thing, if the listener will delete the word should and ought. That just takes some pressure off. I should do this. I ought to do that. That helps the person a whole lot. Because...
Yeah, why does that do that?
Well, it gives you permission to go forward. It doesn't keep you stuck in defeat. So we want to go forward. We don't want to fail. But we also don't want to kick ourselves as we're getting up out of the hole.
Right.
That's the...
We mentioned that last week by being kind to yourself.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So this week, the attitude that's helpful is no strong urge attitude.
Okay, let's see what that is.
All right, if you have a habit, let's say you have a habit and you look at your cell phone every 30 minutes.
Uh-oh. Or every 30 seconds.
Or every 30 seconds. Yeah, that's true too. But let's say you have a habit and you are looking at your cell phone. I mean... to distraction where a child is talking to you and you can't function or even complete your sentence without looking at your cell phone, or you go out to eat. I mean, we all know the
or
habit.
Even when the beep goes off, not looking.
Oh yeah. I mean, it could be a problem. So there's a strong urge to look at the cell phone. I'm just using this as an example. There are many strong urges. But I'm saying that to gain self-discipline, you are to have no strong urge attitude.
Say what?
I know. It's possible. It's possible. You're going to train yourself to give something else to that time rather than the cell phone. For if you are struggling with self-control, you can lean mm-hmm. into the new thing you are replacing the old habit with. So in other words, I didn't take a step forward. I leaned into it. See how gentle that is?
Oh, that's good. So it's There's no failure in a lean.
That's exactly right.
You're just going to lean that way and lean back. Say, all right, it's getting it. And after a while, you lean so much, then you want to lean a little further. So it's going to force you to take a little step, but you're ready for it.
It's doable. That's doable. Good. That's what we want. We want it to be doable.
Lean. I like it.
You know, these New Year's resolutions that are made. Oh, my goodness. Let's just lean into a resolution. Want to? Let's just go that route. Let's be kinder and gentler and easier on ourselves, but let's do something in that direction. Let's say that a person cleans out a drawer in their office. Wonder if anybody does, but let's say they do.
I don't think I've ever done that.
It would be a good habit.
If you saw my drawer, you at least think that.
And they can't finish the cleanup because they get distracted with the items in the drawer.
Oh my gosh.
Then they give themselves, this is how they get past it. They give themselves a deadline, set a timer, and then they can finish before the timer's completed. No pressure.
Are you kidding? A timer?
But it moves you forward.
It's terrible pressure. Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to stop fiddling in this drawer and actually get the job done. Oh man. You don't put it off anymore because the procrastination stops. So you got a deadline.
That's right.
That reminds me of something that somebody else said. I forget what it's called, but it's if you don't set a deadline, then whatever you're doing will expand to the time.
Forever.
The time that you have that it takes. And if there is no deadline, you won't get it done.
Yes.
But if you set a deadline, you know, like the timer, that it gets you thinking, says, okay, I'm going to have to move things up a little bit to hit this deadline. If it's the timer or if it's a date. One of the examples that when I first found out about this is another Rick Roberts plug. He's awesome, man. He's got so much good business sense, and he's really goal-oriented with what he's stuff. And for those of you that didn't hear last week's podcast, he's a comedian, but he's a professional comedian for like 22, 23 years, and he teaches comedy classes, but he's very focused on what he teaches his students. And one of the things is set deadlines and set goals so you can attain it. How can you attain success if you don't have deadlines for certain steps of that to happen? And you know, one of the examples was if you have a car in your garage that's tore apart and you don't have a deadline to have it fixed by, then years are going to pass and you're not going to
absolutely
do that. But if you say, look, I'm going to have it done by next year on this month, or I'm going to sell it as is, then something is going to happen. And that's exciting. That's some empowerment. You're not stuck into that hanging over your head and condemning yourself for the guilt of the money spent that's not there or, you know, not doing it. And it puts an end to whatever's going on. So that's huge. It's I forget the name of some expanding the time expands to whatever space that you give it.
Oh yes, absolutely. When you have a timer or when you have a deadline that you have set yourself, it removes you from what is holding you back. If I'm going to clean that drawer out and I only have 1 hour and 30 minutes to do it, then that's my block of time. And I'm going to pace myself in such a way. You got to do it before you open the drawer. I mean, you got to do it. It's deliberate. And you open up the drawer and you know I have 1 hour and a half. And you tend, I'm not saying everyone does, but you tend to move into a new habit. So do you see how you're giving up the old habit of dawdling, taking all day and going, well, I never get anything done. And I've been cleaning on this drawer for 2 days and on and on and on. But actually what's happening is you don't have a time to stop.
Well, absolutely. And what happens, it seems like, you know, when you set a time, you have made a commitment.
Yes.
That you're going to do that and get it done. So it's like you're putting yourself on the line. If you don't, then you failed. But if you don't ever put a limit on it, then you never fail. But you also don't ever get it done.
Exactly. When you set the timer, and complete the task, it actually begins to give you more self-confidence. And the new habit is going under the discipline category.
Okay.
It's kind of like a sneaky way to be disciplined. It's like it's a hidden way to be disciplined. So when you think about what it is you want to do, and you know, there's so many things. It's an everyday thing. What do you want? Do you want to be the best salesman in your business? Do you want to find investors for your next project? Do you want to have an increase of income? Do you want to be the best grandmother that you can be, having little crafts and little activities when your grandchildren come over, so you're not just sitting watching TV, but you're actually doing something, you're actually moving in a direction forward? Or do you, what is it you want to do? Do you want to look different? Do you want your hair to be healthy, or are you glad that you even have any? I mean, you know, mm-hmm. it's a whole different way of looking at things, and it's all coming under self-discipline, which is creating a renewed confidence in yourself. For some people, they've never had the confidence. It's even better than renewed. It is new confidence.
Well, that's great. That's good. It's so what you're doing is you're pretty much taking the stigma and the pressure away from starting something new or breaking the habit.
Exactly.
So that way it's easier just to, and even the term where you said lean into it, man, that's genius. You just lean into something, and the big thing is get you moving.
Yes.
You know, and a lean is easy to do. You can lean with the way the wind blows.
Yes.
But then after you start getting some momentum going, you can lean a little bit further and get where you're going until finally you need to make a step to move even further. And the step is natural. It's like you don't have to make a conscious effort. You're already in motion doing it.
Mm-hmm. The new word is practice. The old word is fail. So fail is not one of your words anymore.
Awesome.
Your new word is practice.
Oh, yeah.
And here, listen to these words. Old, new, up, down, all around. All of this is learned behavior. Nobody didn't make you do it. You learned it. It's what you do daily that makes you have a life of freedom. I love that.
That's good.
So if I lean, I'm progressing.
It's movement. It's change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's say I stand up and move forward. Oh, I did a lot that day. So in other words, you don't have to be, it doesn't even have to be a whole chapter written in one day in your book. It can be opening up the book, I mean the paper, and headed in that direction emotionally, headed in that direction mentally. But the direction is the important thing. And so we go back to that attitude, no strong urge attitude. We gave up that, oh, I got to do this, oh, it's so intense. We go through that part and let it go. And we move into it every day, every day, every day.
That's good.
I like that. It feels simpler.
Well, it seems like it's more doable. It's not such a big dramatic deal. It's like, you know, it's like just picking a pair of shoes to wear. You know, it's you're just something that you're doing. It's like when you pick out a pair of shoes, you're switching. Maybe you always wear these shoes, but you want to break the habit of wearing those shoes. So you just wear something different that day. I mean, that's that. And it makes it seem like it's that easy to switch and change whatever that really strong thing is. You're taking the power away from the urge. And so makes it easier to try something new. And then you try something new, then eventually you're going to replace that new thing with the thing that you're trying to get rid of.
Does this feel like you're training yourself?
It feels kind of like an organized effort for something else to do. I mean, it's so easy, and it seems like just so obtainable, and you don't have the stigma of, I'm going to change my habit. I'm going to have to do it 30 or 40 times every day, or I'm going to have to do it 40 days in a row before it's increased in my brain and mm-hmm. it's so strong that I don't even do the old thing. That seems like a big labor, and man, that's a big burden hanging over your head. If I commit to this, I don't know if I can do 40 days. No, it's like you're just taking it one moment at a time. Say, well, here's where I am, and this is what I want to do. And that's so easy. It's not you didn't mention anything about when you lean into something and then eventually take a step into it. That's a whole lot easier to think about than conquering whatever you're trying to replace or the habit you're trying to break for 30 days in a row.
Let's look at that case of cola.
Okay.
I don't know how much a person would drink in a week, but let's just say, how many's in a case? 24?
Let's go with 24. A 24-pack case. You got 12-pack? I think it's 24. We'll go with 24. All right. That sounds good.
But let's say that a person in a week, I don't even know if they drink that much, but let's say they do drink 24 Coke in a week. They drink a case a week. And let's say just the thought of not having that case almost sends them somewhere, because it's just so much a part of them. Even their physical body is adapted to it and can't go too long. The head, you know, you would have a headache from not having the caffeine, and all kinds of things would happen to you. But let's just say that they begin using the lean into theory. Let's just say that they drank one Coke and left half of it that week.
They didn't finish it.
They did not finish it. They drank 23 and a half. And then started to congratulate themselves. Yes, that's small. That's just like putting the ice skates on and holding on to the bar, to me. Mm-hmm. And every week, if they think about it, they can drink 23 or 21. Or do you see? Mm-hmm. And it's not, they're not jerking themselves around. They're not feeling loss. They're just experiencing a small measure of self-discipline until one day they have only one Coke. One day in a week. And it's like, oh my gosh, I did this. I did this. And they didn't do it in their minds any faster than 1 week at a time. Mm-hmm. It's so doable.
Yeah, it seems so obtainable. I mean, it almost seems like it wouldn't really make a difference, but you think about it. I mean, what if you lost a pound a week? Or what if you gained a pound a week? Mm-hmm. And after a year, you're 52 pounds overweight. I mean, that's significant. Mm-hmm. Well, what if you lost a pound a week? You know, that's 52 pounds in a year.
What if you saved a penny a day? For 15 years. Just thought I'd throw that in.
Yeah. Yeah, and you put it in something that wouldn't take it away.
Yeah, I don't know what that would be. A bank? Anyway.
That's a good question.
The accumulation is the point. And the new word is practice. The new word is no more fail. So when we discipline ourselves, we're disciples, and we can actually have little disciples come along behind us.
Okay, what do you mean by when we discipline ourselves, we're little disciples?
Well, I mean that I am seeing the big picture of what I want to be, and I am discipling myself, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And you can also have people behind you, children, grandchildren, co-workers, on and on and on. So as you are disciplining yourself, as I am disciplining myself, others can catch on and do the same by your own influence. But that's not the goal. It just happens that way. Mm-hmm. It's just like if I put a flag out in front of my house, a U.S. flag, United States of America flag.
Yes.
It would not take long for other flags to appear in my neighborhood. That's just the way it is. So my illustration of self-discipline is, yes, I'm my own disciple, so to speak, but others can follow along behind. So this self-discipline is very catching. And it actually is so progressive that it could change a neighborhood, or on and on and on. But that's not the main goal. But I'm just stretching the listener.
Well, we're getting close to the end of our time for today. Is there anything that you'd like to add in summary of what we've went over today, or where we're at on this self-discipline walk?
Well, discipline is authority. Mm-hmm. I have authority over myself.
That's right.
And I give myself permission to use that authority properly.
Okay.
And I can either do it or not do it. I can choose to do it, or I can choose to not do it. The benefit, if I do it, is things get better for me. If I choose to not do it, it's okay. They may get worse. I may go to the doctor. I'm just using this as an example. And the doctor says, I see you haven't exercised for a year.
Not me. Last week, I did one push-up and one sit-up.
That's right. And I would say, how do you know? And he says, well, your breathing's irregular, your blood's irregular. You know, he would name off all these things. Or I go to the doctor and he says, do you exercise? And I said, what makes you ask that? And he says, well, I see you have muscles, and I see your blood pressure is normal to good. There's evidence. Mm-hmm. So with self-discipline, we have evidence of things going well with us, but we can choose. We can choose to not do it, or we can choose to do it. So the whole name of these, the series that we're doing is how to get self-discipline. Change your attitude.
Change your attitude.
Change your attitude. And your attitude is so powerful that things will begin to fall into place. Everything will start to be very much more effective for you, the listener. So what do you choose? Do you choose to gain self-discipline? Or do you choose to say, I think I'll do it next year or 2 years? What do you choose?
That's good. Well, we've had another awesome podcast today, and we've learned a lot about self-discipline, and we still have some more to learn about self-discipline that we're going to touch on next week's podcast. So I want to remind everybody to come out and see us on our website, which is lifehelpnow.com, and Miss Brenda is also available for phone consultation, or if you're in the Nashville, Tennessee area, she has a couple different offices, and one in Brentwood and one in Hendersonville. Is that right? And she has some availability for some more clients or some more people to work with. So there's resources for you out there. If you want to know more about this kind of stuff, feel free to give her a call, and her contact information is on our website. My name is Darren Dixon, and right here we have Miss Brenda Dixon. And that concludes our podcast for the day. So God bless you, and we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Life Help Now podcast. Please subscribe, and if you like what you hear, write a review and share it with a friend. Visit our website at www.lifehelpnow.com and send us an email and questions on what you would like answered on future podcasts. Miss Brenda Dixon is also available for phone consultations. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.